4 CEF Mobile. Patrick, I believe somebody else is in there. I'm not 100% sure.
FW. It was trouble. You didn't have to go there now.
McDouble wasn't answering. It was crazy.
Patrick, you just didn't want to talk to me earlier.
Actually, I just sat back down in the vehicle to go to my next stop. Thankfully, it's my last one.
And oversleeping in the mornings or what? I woke up this morning kind of in a bad mood, and I didn't even turn the radio on. It was just one of them mornings where, like, I don't want to talk to anybody, get on to work, drink my coffee, and hope I get a better day.
Right, all right for you. Sounds like you're doing all right now.
Get around, so I'm definitely in a better mood now, and I'm on my way home now.
A couple mornings, so we all speculated that you overslept again.
Not to. Patrick, I don't see how you stay at work, because every time I get out of my truck and I see how pretty it is, I wouldn't want to do anything.
It makes it tough, that's for sure. It makes it tough to actually stay at work. Getting here is not the problem. It's one thing that's just nice. It's staying here and staying focused.
So I used to walk out and eat lunch in my car, and it just made it that much harder to go back in the plant. So I said, the heck with that. Go ahead, Ken.
Well, I hate to go outside and that, because then it makes me want to leave and that. But unfortunately, half of my job's outside.
It's been this way my entire career, except for when I worked up at DuPont. I've always been outside doing something in and out, so I'm just used to it, I guess.
Up at DuPont, did you know a guy named Mike Kirby?
Mike Kirby?
Yeah, Roger.
I didn't know him directly, but I knew who he was.
I knew he'd worked up there. Yeah, he worked with us out at Fabri-Kal.
Down there with you now?
He's down there in Piedmont. Give me a couple of minutes. I can think of the company. It's right there off of 25 in Piedmont.
Oh, your next car, a Tesla, just passed me on the interstate.
I'm kind of liking this one. I can't really complain about it right now.
Get a hybrid. It'll have to be something a little higher off the ground, at least the SUV type.
And it's for a hybrid, it's for the gas mileage, right?
It's a lot to beat my gas mileage, though. This thing drinks that diesel fuel. Patrick, you use diesel or gas?
Mine are all diesel except for the wife's vehicle.
To the pump. That 279, man, I'm hating it right now.
I've been wearing out that Sphinx Extra card where you get 15 cents off for certain things and this, that, and the other. I've been averaging right around $2 a gallon with it.
That makes me wonder what I need to do to get that.
Different things in there. If you buy two Pepsis, you get 15 cents a gallon off, or two Mountain Dews or two Cokes or something like that. And or propane, exchange propane cylinders. It's all kinds of different things for different points, blah, blah, blah. And so I just take advantage of it.
Depending on how many gallons you can get, I know Ingles is like 20 gallons, and it cuts you off.
20 gallons.
Your car hold, my 250, it'll hold about 25, almost 26 gallons.
Has a 40-gallon tank underneath it.
Mine's only about an 11 or a 12 on a maybe.
I'm going to say 7-3 here and hop out at my last stop. You two have a good afternoon if I don't catch you again. And I'll look for you another day. KO4, HKX, clear on your final.
Patrick, hey, if you want to swing by the house, I give you that band chart.
Shout.
Made it for him, but it's a ICOM one. It's about twice the size of that ARRL one.
Patrick, I'll holler at you later. Hope we'll catch you on another morning or evening. KO4CEF. Yeah, Ken, I printed mine out and I ended up laminating it, and then I did 11 by 17 and I did the exact same thing.
And right there on the wall, right in front of my face when I'm on the radio.
Does your radio have the ability to set like band edges? That way it'll, well, I guess you wouldn't want to do that if you ever did digital, but I know like my scope on my 7300, I've got it set up to where it shows me the voice part of each band now.
Mine has that capability. Mine's pretty much plain Jane and that, but it's, you know, it's a good learner radio.
And all these, man, there's a ton of SDR radios out there nowadays you can buy. I mean, some of them are made from some obscure Chinese companies, but, I mean, most of them are like maybe $200-$300 for a SDR, where you can at least get something mobile.
I haven't even looked at anything SDR yet.
I don't know. My setup, see, it weighs a ton, but, I mean, that 7100 I got, you can't beat the 100 watts off of it, and it'll do pretty much everything. I don't know. I don't know if a band scope's worth it, especially when it's a little bitty screen, and I ain't doing mobile a ton, so.
Band scope and mobile, you know what I mean? Maybe if I could hook it up to, you know, a computer and get a bigger screen when I was at the house, maybe that might help.
I've looked at some radios that have that capability, or looked at what I can add to my radio, but I don't know. I don't feel like modding my 7300, even if it's a simple one. And them radios that hook to a computer monitor are a lot more expensive.
Mine, it isn't worth me investing a ton of money yet, at least not until I retire.
That, it's hard to justify spending several thousand dollars on one radio. I mean, I'm sure they got some nice bells and whistles, but that's a hard pill to swallow.
This radio I'd buy would be like the 991A, something like that.
I don't know if I'll do anything beyond the 7300. I wouldn't mind the 2 meter, 70 centimeter, but it's more expensive than the ICOM 7300. I think it's a 96 or 91 or whatever it is. It's basically the exact same thing, but with 2 meter, 70 centimeter capability.
You have that at the house, you know, if you wanted to check into the net or something like that, you could, or talk to Ed in the morning. You know, usually I'm up in the morning, but dang, I ain't going to sit out in the car usually in the morning, although I have done it and talked to him.
I did throw my first HD. I need to send you a picture of it one day. I built a ground plane, 2 meter, 70 centimeter antenna. I stuck a piece of PVC pipe in my wife's ficus tree, and I wiretied it to it. So I run the correct stuff through it, and I just hooked it up to a mobile radio. I don't know how good I'd hit the Caesar's hand repeater, but you're a little closer than I am. It might work.
You got a mag mount, I could just stick it on the tin roof on the back deck and hook it right to my valve thing, I guess.
Let's throw you a pie pan or something right beside you.
That's good as long as I'm not moving.
I will. I'd seen a picture of it. It's hilarious. My wife had the Bunker group over, what, long after I got my license and I built it. And they were asking her, what in the world is that in your ficus tree? My antenna, you know, it's got the little radials coming off of it and everything else. It was hilarious.
Imagine. And then I haven't done anything like that yet. I guess I could put one up in the, you know, up in the attic.
I mean, 2 meter, 70 centimeter, probably penetrate pretty well. Not a lot of noise to worry about, so you're probably fine. Hardest part is getting the coax in the house. Just to get some, I don't remember what the coax is, but it goes straight into the ceiling. I always thought about putting like a little cover on it, but at this point it really don't matter.
above the garage, and I just pushed it out the wall right there at the, you know, floor level, right out the side wall and down the side of the house. KN4TFW.
Better place to put my radio stuff. It's right in the living room, so half time the wife's watching Hallmark or something, I don't really key up the radio. That's where the digital modes come in. Which I had a pretty good QSO with a guy in Texas last night. He was telling me about moving from back and forth from South Dakota to Texas and whatnot. KO4CN.
And yesterday, man, my allergies kicked in, and I hadn't been taking any medicine and that, and man, I sneezed so many times yesterday, I was just slap wore out when I got home.
It's horrible right now. I'm glad I don't have bad allergies. It's tearing my son up. I got a screened-in porch. We cleaned it this last weekend, and it was so much pollen. I mean, it was crazy. It was just a green washing off of my composite deck.
Got it all over it right now, and for some reason, you know, all that stuff just floats in the air, but it sure ain't gonna blow off of your car.
Is that right? If it ain't raining, it ain't coming off, unless you just rinse it off. Starting this Saturday, doggone tomatoes from last year that my wife left, I guess they just fell off the vine and rotted everywhere. Man, them things are coming up like crazy. I'm trying to pick the old tomato plants out without picking the new plants.
Mine yet. I need to go do it. That might be a weekend project this weekend. I think season's off on Saturday.
If you can do it, go to Lowe's and they have some kind of Mister kit. It's just little sprayers and stuff like that you can hook up. It's just like a hose that you run in your garden. I used it years ago. I got it now where it's on a timer, so it. 8 o'clock in the morning, it'll come on and it'll water the garden for 15 minutes. And you can set it to either do it every so many hours or every day or whatever you want to do. So that way, my wife's not always the best about remembering to go out and water the garden.
Where, you know, it does it automatically. That way you're not, you know, taking in up all your time just doing that stuff.
Pulling the trigger on that little mister thing or whatnot, but my garden's right next to the house. It ain't that hard to get water to it. It's not too bad, and now I got the timer set up, so hopefully the garden does good this year.
It wouldn't leave the hose alone if it was stretched out across the yard.
I used to eat the freaking tomatoes off of my plant.
Susan's got a little patio peach tree in a bucket on the back porch, and the dogs eat the peaches off of them.
I just bought you ever heard of a Blue Java ice cream banana tree?
When you were talking about it before, I looked it up. So you had to order it, and they said it would grow here?
From places actually in Florida. I ordered off of Amazon, but it's shipped from that place in Florida. And it's supposed to grow in this zone. I think 7 and 8, so it should be fine. So it'll be a nice experiment to see if it actually works and get some vanilla ice cream flavored bananas.
Second year it's supposed to start producing every winter.
Yeah, the banana plants, because basically it's just like doesn't really have a trunk. It's like, I guess, the leaves as they grow up, they make the trunk or something. I don't know. We'll find out this year, but... Yeah, it's supposed to start producing, and it does a lot quicker than some of the other banana plants that people generally plant around here that don't actually fruit.
Yeah, thinking about it, trying to figure out. I had a little banana plant. I don't know what kind it was. It was about 4 foot tall, and I planted it, but the dog wouldn't. She couldn't just leave it alone.
Pots that she had, whatever plant she had in it, she killed. So I'm using it for the banana tree this year. Well, Ken, I pulled up in the driveway, so I'm gonna say 7-3. We have a safe trip the rest of the way home, and hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning. It's KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
All right, 7-3's Andrew, and I hope to catch you in the morning. Maybe you'll rest your evening will go well, and you'll have a good day tomorrow for Friday.
73, KN4 TFW.